This is your be moment. Your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to anticipate the fulfillment of God's promises. Recently, we've been talking about the importance of staying in the fight and resisting the urge to check out when faced with adversity. We reflected on the words Paul wrote to Timothy when he wanted to give up, and he told him, God did not give us a spirit of fear. When you are able to replace your fears with a spirit of power, love, and self-control, you can surely anticipate the fulfillment of God's promises. When we turn to the book of Acts, we see that's exactly the mindset that Paul and Silas maintained after being arrested, stripped naked, beaten, put in chains, and imprisoned. Around midnight, both Paul and Silas began to sing and pray. Think about that for a moment. Despite all they had been through, they chose to sing, worship, and praise God. You may usually think of singing and rejoicing in response to God's blessings, but praising God is not always in response to His actions, but rather in anticipation of them. Paul and Silas were able to shift the focus from their pain to their hope. They sang in anticipation of God's promises to be fulfilled. Anticipation is also the perfect mindset to keep during the Advent season. So as you think about your own prayers and promises being answered and fulfilled this season, remember these words, for all the promises of God find their yes in Him. That is why it is through Him that we utter our amen to God for His glory. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, anticipate.